action to address the crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hiring 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000-person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
Get out. That's a message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran.
Folks in the Midwest and Central Plains are getting ready for severe thunderstorms over the weekend. Powerful storms will bring heavy rain, wind, and hail, and the possibility of tornadoes from Texas all the way up to South Dakota. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, fundamental, did I just say that? I'm going to leave that in. If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A possible compromise on a disaster relief bill? USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Democrats say they're willing to include major parts of President Trump's $4.5 billion request for humanitarian and security needs along the border with Mexico, as a widely backed disaster aid bill seems to finally be breaking a partisan logjam in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants action on the measure.
I'm not going to send our members of either party home to these storm or flood ravaged states without some action.
Tiger Woods and his girlfriend are being sued for the wrongful death of an employee at the Woods restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. Now lawyers for the family say that the video alleging evidence from the restaurant was destroyed following his fatal crash.
They knew about the crash that night. And shortly thereafter, that video evidence was then destroyed and deleted off of the servers that they had there at the Woods.
That's attorney Spencer Coovin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More than 50 million Americans have had allergies at some point in their lives, and symptoms can change as you grow older. Now, right now, almost one-third of the country is dealing with medium to high levels of pollen. Dr. Tara Narula joined CBS this morning and says some of the things you can watch for if your symptoms have changed with allergies throughout the years.
Well, we're learning that there is an interaction between age and allergies. And so while you can develop allergies at any age, there are really two kind of peaks. The first being in early childhood, so kind of elementary school years, and then the second in early adulthood. But once you get over 60, and I don't know if you're over 60, John, but once you get over 60,
knocking on the door,
your immune system starts to decline. And so you're less likely to develop allergies, more likely to get infections. So,
oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hutterton County. This is your weather report. It is 64 beautiful degrees, and yes, the sky is still blue. I know you haven't seen it in a while. We are looking at mostly, they're saying mostly cloudy. I'm going to say mostly sunny for the rest of the day. High near about 69 degrees. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 51. Thursday, chance of showers at 2 a.m., slight chance of precipitation for the rest of the day going into the evenings with a low, again, around 51. Friday, chance of showers, possible thunderstorms in the afternoon. So bring your umbrella, drive carefully. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low around 56. And going into the weekend, partly sunny, high near 73. Partly sunny, high near 74, with the lows in the evenings around 55 degrees. That's not too shabby, kids. Listen, we'll be right back. Don't move.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Special shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. That is our phone number over there. We are located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. My name is Mark. I am your host today. Hey, Terry. I see people logging in already. We got Terry and Jennifer here. Good to see you guys. Thanks for joining me. I've got a special show today. Have a somewhat serious subject to talk about, subject that is not, I think, normally talked about except in whispers. Hopefully, it's going to be spoken about more and more, though. Hey, Holly, how you doing, love? So, listen, quick before we get into this, this Saturday on May 18th, is the Red Mill Retro Ride. The Red Mill Retro Ride, the second annual one. I had a special guest here a few weeks back, Robbie Lynn. She works tirelessly to bring that retro ride around, along with everybody at the Red Mill, Paul, down there too. And so tickets are still available there. It's not just going to be a bicycle ride. First of all, it's going a little bit differently this year. Rather than stopping at historical places there, we're going to be going down to the Butterfly Garden and then out to the Lansdowne Trail. And the Max Challenge of Clinton is going to have a table there. All right. So stop on down and say hello. And there's going to be other things. Artisan craft tables. It's going to be beautiful. And if you just heard my weather report, it's going to be a beautiful day. I see Renee's watching, and holy cow, my sister down in Florida is saying hello on the chat. Hello, Pat. Good to see you there, Trish. Love you. That's pretty cool. My sister in Florida listens. That's pretty neat. So, and Kathy's watching. I love it. Man, lots of love today. Lots of love. So, and in case you didn't know, I mean, I just got married a little over 3 weeks ago. To my beautiful wife, Susan. Love you, honey, whether you're listening or not right now. And my sister, my wonderful sister, Pat, flew up from Florida, and she performed the wedding ceremony for us. So it was pretty cool. Anyway, going forward here, back we got the retro ride. Our 10-week challenge is ongoing. You can change your life. That's right. 908-627-7020 is the number that you're going to want to call to get healthier, to get stronger, to lose weight. And you want to know something? I'll be completely honest with you, folks, completely honest with you. You keep lying to yourself, okay? Hey, Rick, you keep lying to yourself. I'm going to go join one of these big box gyms for, you know, $10 a month or $19.99 a month, and I'm just going to do it on my own. When was the last time that worked for you? You're full of garbage on that one, okay? You need our help. We have a team, Team Clinton, of experts who are compassionate, experts in their field who are compassionate and dedicated and just ready to help you out, okay? There is no reason for you to look any further than right there at the Max Challenge of Clinton. And Team Clinton, you got Ron and Lauren Adelstein, who are the owners and the driving forces behind the Max of Clinton. You have the amazing Jillian, the awesome Sarah, the incredible Kim, the fantastic Scott, the the ever jubilant and wonderful Terry, who's listening right now, and of course, high energy Scotty, who's there too. Listen, we have Christine, who's working her way into there. And I got good news, by the way, in case you haven't heard about it. First of all, we are adding next Monday another class at 4:30 p.m., and the fantastic Christine's going to be teaching that class. So, hey, Jen. Dr. Jen is in the house. So that's my shout-outs over there. Wanted to get those out. And, of course, every single one of our members, we are successful because you are successful, because you dedicate yourselves. First of all, I've said this before. If you follow our program, I guarantee you will get results. And if you do not, I cannot guarantee that. But I'll tell you right now, we are so successful in Clinton, New Jersey, at the Max Challenge because of our members, because they follow the program. They follow our advice. They reach out and ask questions, and they show up for those classes at all hours of the day, 5 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. I mean, they're all over the place. Hey, Kathy. I see you. And so our success as a team in Clinton, yes, we as a team are dedicated and passionate and committed, but our members have entrusted us to help them to get stronger, lose weight, get more energy, get ready for the summer, right? Come on, bathing suit season. I teach the 5 a.m. Wolfpack. Woo, yeah, saying hello, shout out to the Wolfpack. I was watching people do push-ups, some push-ups this morning, and I could see the changes in their shoulders. The definition was coming out. And that means when they go out and they're walking around with the sleeveless t-shirts and the tank tops, boom, they're going to be walking ever freaking confidently when they do it. Okay? That is a fact. I wish I had a bell here that I could ring, or a horn. That's a fact. So anyway, listen. I got a hard break coming up. Got to pay the bills. Got about 1 minute here. Today, we are going to be talking about mental health. Mental health. May is Mental Health Month. I see Ron's watching us too. The amazing Mr. Edelstein. What's up, Wolf? And we're going to talk about mental health awareness. We're going to talk about how nutrition affects your mental health. Did you know that it does? Because it darn well tootin' does. I'm going to watch my language right now. I'm pumped up about this. And if you've seen the advertisement, today is the 12-year anniversary of the passing of my father, Frank. Miss him tremendously, love him. And the reason I'm dedicating this is because my father did suffer from a variety of mental illnesses and issues, which affected us as a family. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about prevention. We're going to talk about helping each other out. And if you're watching on Facebook, you can comment here. You can ask questions here. I'll see it. I'll address it. Listen, this is Max Living, brought to you by the ultra-amazing Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't you move. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020, located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton, New Jersey. I see Coach Tracy's watching. Coach Tracy, I'm very fortunate to have her in the 5 a.m. class, and she just shared with all of us these before pictures, not the official Max Challenge before pictures, but I said to her this morning, I was blown away seeing these before pictures of her, and you look at her now, and the amazing transformation that Tracy has made is just inspiring. If I could curse, I would right now, to accentuate the amount of inspiration that people can get. You can check it out on our Facebook page if you're not on it. Go look for it, and thank you, Tracy, for sharing the story. Thank you for always helping out in class, too. You are really great people, and I'm so blessed to have you in my class and at our center. So listen, I'm going to jump right into this. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And mental health gets, I'll tell you, when we get the media involved in mental health on a regular basis, and you can disagree with me, hopefully you won't, but usually we get the media involved in mental illness when somebody very rich and famous or celebrity kills themselves, or when, God forbid, there's a shooting of some type. That's when people start talking about mental illness. The fact of the matter is a lot of us, okay, have loved ones that suffer from one form of mental illness or issues at any particular time. It could be anxiety. It could be depression. Okay. In the case of our family, it was a little more severe. Hi, Mary. It was a little more severe with my father, Frank. God rest him, love him, and miss him every day. He suffered from a bit of paranoia and schizophrenia, and it was untreated for pretty much his entire life. There was a lot of things that fed into that, and I'm not trying to put, this is no way putting my father down or anybody who suffers from any type of mental or emotional issues. This is not a diss. It is confronting the truth and the fact of it. You cannot get angry at folks who suffer from these things. The way I had this perspective, and unfortunately it was towards the end of his life, is you can't get angry at somebody because they have cancer. It wasn't their choice. And mental illness is the same way. Mental illness is the same way. You can't get angry at loved ones. Yes, it's frustrating. I get that. Okay. It can be frustrating, but to keep that anger in check, although difficult, that's not where the anger really should be applied. We had tried to help my dad a couple of times. I know in my adulthood, my mother had tried to help him a couple of times. We tried to force him into some type of therapy. My dad he's one of those people who was a genius, and I'm not joking. He was a genius clouded by these mental issues. He would read physics books just for fun. And it was only, hi Kayla, it was only after he died that I found out, because I was going through papers, that my father had flunked physics in college. So it was almost like it was a personal vendetta for him to learn as much about it as he could. But he was kind of a mechanical genius. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If if he had applied himself with that genius correctly, he probably would have been wealthy beyond measure. But unfortunately, he didn't. He was a really great father. He had a lot of – maybe this is why I'm a man of one-liners. He had a lot of one-liners. He used to share stories. I can still see him in his little glider rocking chair in the living room in his shorts and his dirty white T-shirt with headphones on, a little bit bigger, those big puffy 1975 headphones, you know, with the big winding pigtail cord that went for like 10 feet. And my father had a reel-to-reel player, and he would listen to music and things like that. Hi, Jamie. And we were tight. My father and I, when I was a little kid, we were close. My mom, God rest her, had to work on the weekends, and my father and I did everything together, everything together. Every weekend, he would take me out. We would go into the woods and go for hikes. I was just sharing with my wife, Susan, maybe a week or two ago, how on Sundays we would get into the car and he would just drive north, let's say. He would, yeah, we're just going to go north. And we would see what we could see. We would find out what we could discover. And I have such great memories of that. We actually stumbled upon, and maybe I was 10 years old, we stumbled upon a tiny little donut shop that was just making fresh donuts. And I'd never seen it done, and I got to watch it, and we had fresh donuts then too. But on the flip side of that, as with most families and most loved ones and most relationships, especially when they're parents, you know, there was the not-so-shiny unicorn cotton candy side of things. My father was diagnosed, and again, it went untreated for so many decades with schizophrenia. And towards the end of his life, it really affected him. To the point of having to go to court with my brother and I to have a power of attorney given to us because he was just making irrational decisions. Going into that, though, earlier, when we're talking about how mental health can affect families, my father, this was his big thing, he just wouldn't talk. He wouldn't talk. We don't know why. To this day, we still don't understand why. Something could tick him off, and he wouldn't talk to us. Not one word for days on end. I'm not kidding. For days on end. And as a small child, when you're kind of tight with your dad, for him to just abruptly give you silence was upsetting, to say the least. I'll just leave it at that. So mental health doesn't just affect, of course, the person who's suffering from it. It affects every single person in their family and their close friendships. Every person who cares for this person, man or woman, and loves them, it affects them in a deep way too. It affected him to the point where he lost his job. He was a sheet metal worker, and he had been there for about 22 years, I think it was, and they had to fire him because of certain things I won't get into right now. That stemmed directly from his mental illness. Mixed in between with all the little stories that he would give me and the words of wisdom, the fun times we had, there was the dark times that would occur every now and then too. To be completely honest, I mean, it affected my schoolwork a bit, even though I managed to keep up. And my poor mom... You know, I've shared on this station before on this show, and I've shared with people in my power talks that my mom was an alcoholic, and that fed into it also. It was this vicious cycle. It was almost, you know how sometimes, and maybe you can relate or you know somebody who can relate to it, that people are very overweight because they eat too much, but they eat too much because they get stressed, and then they're stressed because... they're overweight and they don't like themselves, so they eat, and it's this vicious cycle. My father had that with my mom too, because my mom was an alcoholic and she would drink, and a lot of times she would probably drink because of the stress that my dad gave her, and then my father would shut up and not talk for days because of my mom's alcoholism, which then of course stressed her out, so on and so forth. It was a vicious cycle. So what can be done about this. Folks, we live in a spectacular time. We do. Yes, there's nasty things that go on in the world, but there has always been nasty things going on in the world as long as humans and Homo sapiens have trodden upon the earth. That's a fact. But we live in amazing times with the technology, the science, the medical advances, and the amount of understanding that we have. You realize somebody like my father just 50 or 60 years ago would have probably been sent to an institution and locked away. It just would have happened. And that's the case with most people this day that do suffer as victims of mental illness. 50, 60 years ago, 100 years ago, they would have just been sent away. But now we are gaining understanding, and not just into the causes, not just into the treatment of mental illness, but into the prevention of it. Yes, there are ways to take steps to prevent this. Now, why is this important? If you come from a family and you see a pattern where people have suffered from this, you are able to take steps for yourself and for your children and your partner, your spouse. You are able to take steps to prevent things from happening. Now, is it a guarantee? Nothing's a guarantee when it comes to things like this. Some of it will probably be genetic. But I learned a lot. I was actually talking to Ron on my way to the chamber station earlier, the radio station here. Whenever I research a subject, I learn so much about it. Did you know that there is an entire field of psychiatry now called nutritional psychiatry? Yeah, it's relatively new, but there is definitely a field that is gathering observational data, meaning where they're doing research and stuff that can be repeated and verified regarding the association between diet quality, the quality of the food you eat and the quality of what you drink, and mental health, not just in our country, but across the world, across different cultures, and across different age groups. Primarily, this got started by focusing on depression in particular. Now, I want you to think about your brain for one moment, okay? And I want you to think of your brain in relation to this. Imagine your brain is an expensive car. It's a brand new, expensive, pick your favorite ultra expensive car that you would buy today if you hit the Powerball. You know, expensive Lamborghini, a Jaguar, a high-end Mercedes, whatever it is. Just like an expensive car, that's your brain. Your brain will function best when it's getting premium fuel. Now, if you just dropped, $80,000, $100,000 on a car, I don't think you're going to pull up into the local gas station and hand your card over and go, fill it up with a regular. That's not what you're going to do. You're going to use premium fuel. So, looking at our brains like that, the higher the quality foods filled with vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, you can imagine how this nourishes your brain. It does. Your brain is an organ. It's a fascinating organ. In fact, it's your brain that allows you to even be self-aware that you have a brain. You realize your brain is what helps you recognize that you have a brain. There's no other part of our bodies that does that. But all of this good food, full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, also helps to protect us from what's called oxidative stress. That means that these waste products, you may have heard the term free radicals, is produced when your body uses oxygen and fuel, and those free radicals are capable of damaging some cells. Now, unfortunately, just like an expensive car, though, your brain can also be damaged by the things that you eat or drink. Especially if it's anything other than premium fuel. You know, if you're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, we have sat down with you. We have gone over our nutritional plan with you at the various stages of it, and what does our shopping list have, right, that we give you? Best, better, good, and then non-compliant. And we always recommend to people, shoot for the best and the better if you can. Shop there, all right? But just like an expensive car, if you put crappy gasoline into your brand new Lamborghini or Ferrari or Mercedes, whatever it is, that crappy, low-quality fuel is going to hurt your engine. Maybe not today. Maybe not next week. But over the course of time, it's going to wear and tear on that. Okay, and so if you, again, look at our brains, and you're giving your brains low-quality fuel from processed fuels, foods, refined foods, foods that have tons of GMOs in it. Okay, hey Jenny, you're giving your brain and refined sugars. There's a whole show on that, okay, that I did a while back, but I might touch on that a little bit more today, because processed white sugar is, in my humble opinion, one of the scourges of humankind right now, and should probably be illegal because of what it does to our kids, to their brains and their bodies, to the childhood obesity rate. It's a crime. It's a crime. And you know what's interesting? And you can look this up. I tell everybody, go ahead and Google this. Look this up and everything. You remember back in the 40s and the 50s when everybody was coming out and saying, oh, high fat. Fat gives you high cholesterol. Fat gives you high cholesterol. And everybody was just like, oh, fat. No, that's not good. I need a low-fat diet. But then when they buy low-fat stuff, what's it full of? Sugar. Do you know who paid for the studies looking into the relation of fat and high cholesterol? The sugar industry. Check it out. Kid you not. Moving on. Diets that are high in refined sugars are harmful to the brain. All right? Take a look, and I'm going to speak right now to parents out there. Parents, if you are not monitoring the amount of refined sugar in your child's diet, you are hurting your child. If you're not watching, especially if you're giving them too much. Okay, walk down the cereal aisle. Take a look at how many grams of sugar. Okay, what I've done, and I think I did it on the show a few months ago when I talked about sugar, is, you know, those little packets of sugar you get at the coffee shop? All right, if you walk into a store, go down the cereal aisle, even the so-called healthy cereal for your kids are full of multiple packets of that sugar. You might as well just pour the sugar into a bowl, give it to your kid, and let them eat it with a spoon. Disgusting, but that's what it's about. Ava, miss you. Glad you're watching, kiddo. Glad you're watching. So, what we're eating, these high in refined sugar, is harmful to our brains. The more processed sugar you take, the more damage you're doing to your brain. You know, most people think, well, I'm not smoking and I'm not drinking, I'm eating, you know, a bag of peanut M&M's, because the peanuts are healthy. I'm eating peanut M&M's every other day, and you wonder why you are lethargic, don't have energy, gaining weight, feel depressed. Folks, the field of nutritional psychiatry is something you need to look into then. Multiple studies have found this huge correlation between a diet in high refined sugars and impaired brain function, not just in children, but in adults also. And guess what? It's worsening the symptoms of mood disorders too, such as depression. So are you ready for this? Are you sitting down? Are you taking notes, unless you're driving? If you're feeling depressed, but you're eating a lot of crap, boom, they are tied up hand in hand. Simple. If you're feeling depressed or you're prone to depression and you want to feel better, cut the crap out of your diet. And if you don't know how to do it, you come see us at the Max of Clinton. This is not just about being aware of mental health issues. It's doing something about them. All right? Now, this was a little mind-blowing for me. I still have about 8 minutes to talk about this before I have to take a hard break. Again, I'm learning things as I do the research on this. One of the things that can impair or assist your mental functions is good bacteria in your gut. Who would have thought? Maybe you knew this already. All right, I'm just learning about this now. The gut bacteria, most people know that it's good to have, you know, some people take probiotics, which is fantastic. By the way, refined sugar kills good bacteria in your gut. I knew this before, that about 70%, 70, 75% of our immune system begins here. So if you have healthy gut bacteria, you have a healthier immune system, okay? But it's also tied into, and this is what the research of nutritional psychiatry has found out, this field of research, what they have found out is that perceptions of stress, levels of anxiety, your mental outlook on your day-to-day basis has a lot to do with the health of the gut bacteria that you have. Now, if you have a higher amount of good bacteria in your gut, you are prone to have less anxiety, more mental sharpness, and less levels of stress. This is not my opinion, okay? And Jen, that's a really good question about compliant probiotics. I believe that as long as the probiotic doesn't have sugar in it or dairy, it's going to be compliant. And I have ideas on which ones I think are better than others, but this is my personal opinion, not a Max Challenge opinion. So I'm probably not going to share it today on air, Jen, but we can talk about it one-on-one for sure. But definitely, I encourage every single person about probiotics is do your research, talk to people, talk to your doctor if necessary. Although, to be honest with you, doctors, I think when it comes to this stuff, most doctors, not every doctor, but a lot of them are lost because they're trying to treat the symptom, not prevent the symptom. That's not what they're taught in medical school. So moving forward, studies have compared traditional diets, such as what people eat in the Mediterranean or people eat in a traditional Japanese diet, to the typical what we call Western or American diet. And what they have shown is that the risk of depression, all right, is 25 to 35% lower in the Mediterranean and Japanese diets than it is in the American Western diet. Got that? Listen to that for a second. If you're eating a typical American Western diet, I'm going to rephrase this. You're eating a typical Western American diet, all right, and you're doing your fast food crap, and you're eating your candy bars, okay, and sucking down those pixie sticks, you are 25 to 35% more prone to be depressed. Scientific research, not my opinion. They followed these dietary patterns throughout these different continents to see why. And what they're looking for is this. Scientists are accounting that the difference of this is because that these traditional Japanese Mediterranean diets are, ready, higher in vegetables, fruits, unprocessed grains. Why do we recommend Ezekiel bread to you folks at the Max, huh? Why do we tell you to take your bleached white flour, white bread, and throw it in the garbage? Higher in vegetables, higher in fruits, higher in unprocessed grains, higher in seafood, and modest amounts of lean meats. Now, dairy's in there too, but you know how I feel about dairy. If you've ever spoken to me, you know how I feel about dairy. My humble opinion, my professional opinion, is everybody, every human being is lactose intolerant. Yes, it's just varying degrees of it. Some people are so lactose intolerant, they feel like crap. Some people, it's a little less severe. The problem is that most people don't even notice the difference. A couple of months ago, I think it was with our second 10-week challenge that we started at the Max of Clinton, I had a member, she cut out all the dairy, just like we recommended, all right? there was a fight with that too. Not a physical fight, but, you know, it's like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. Well, you can. It's only 10 weeks. You can do this. 3 weeks later with no dairy, she came up to me and said, I don't understand. So what's the matter? She said, I've lost about an inch and a half off my waist, but I've only dropped a couple of pounds. How is that possible? And I said, because you're not bloated anymore. So it's not like anybody diagnosed her being lactose intolerant. The fact is that she was, to a minimal degree, and she was constantly bloated, and she lost that. And you bring that bloating down, and that's what happened. So again, going back to these traditional Japanese Mediterranean diets compared to the American diet, the Western diet, the patterns are so different. And what you have to understand is this too. We're talking about how gut bacteria can help mental health, how your good gut bacteria can affect your brain. Okay, most of these, the processed foods kills this good bacteria. Okay, unprocessed foods ferment. And guess what comes from the fermenting process in your body? Natural probiotics. Natural probiotics. So this fermentation process, hey Kim, this fermentation process uses the bacteria to convert all of this stuff into good positive things. And one of the side effects is you're going to have good gut bacteria on it. And I'll tell you right now, if you think about, I don't know, listen, if you've sat down with me and talked nutrition ever, I have said two things to you on a regular basis. Number one, if it has a television commercial, it's bad for you. Name something really, really, really good for you that you can eat on a regular basis that has a TV commercial. Nobody's throwing millions of dollars behind stuff to keep you healthy. Okay? So, number one, if it has a TV commercial, it's probably not good for you. Number two, if you cannot pronounce the ingredient in something, it's probably freaking bad for you. Okay? I do not remember my mom cooking, you know, with polyglycate and yellow number 7, you know? So let's just be honest here. I got a hard break coming up in just under a minute here. So I want to just say this. The traditional diets that these countries use, the Japanese, Mediterranean, for instance, too, the Max Challenge nutritional system, simple to follow. A lot of the same principles that they utilize in these countries are utilized here. We will teach you. And if you're a member right now and you are not seeing the results that you want, but you are not following the nutrition, you need to hit a reset button, or you need to come see one of us on Team Clinton so we can sit down with you, go over your meal plan, and try to get you back on track. What did I say at the top of the hour? If you follow the program, I promise you'll get results. If you do not follow the program, I cannot say that. Listen, I'm going to come right back. We got a lot more to talk about in the couple minutes we have left. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't move. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterton every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterton provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the stupendous, the amazing, the fantastic, the ever-freaking-awesome Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Going back into this, why are probiotics, why are good bacteria in your gut good for your brain? They reduce inflammation. Inflammation equals bad. Got that? Write that down. Inflammation equals bad. It's bad for you. Trillions of good bacteria live in your gut. And you know what happens when they do? They help to fend off germs. They keep your immune system healthy. In fact, they can also help your body actually produce some of the brain-powering B vitamins that you need. But on the side of that too, it also helps to regulate or tame the amount of inflammation that is going on in your body. Hey, Lori. I see you. Thanks for watching. So foods that have beneficial bacteria that are naturally probiotic that help to maintain this healthy gut environment, okay, are so important to you to decrease the inflammation, which will affect your mood. It'll affect your mental cognizance. It just moves on from there. I hope you're understanding this. Now, listen, I'll be the first to tell you, you need to do some research. You need to Google nutritional psychiatry. And don't just take my word for it. Look it up. Do some research for yourself. But not just that. Remember, don't just be an information gatherer. Okay, well, I know I need to make changes, and I'm not sure what to do. So I'm going to do some research. I'm going to get some information. And then you get information and get more information. And you get more information. And once you've got some information about the information, you need some information to clarify that information, so you get some more information and you get more information. And then what do you do with it? Well, now I got to think about it. Now I'm going to think about it because now I got all this information. So I'm going to think about it. So I got tons and tons of information. Okay. Gathered it all. And now I'm going to think about it. But all of it's telling you to make a change. Okay. And if anybody who's taken any of my classes knows, all that information and all that thinking about it means crap if you don't take massive actions, not tiny little actions. This is your life we're talking about. This is your brain we're talking about. This is your family we're talking about. You take massive actions. Stop gathering the information. You know, that's one thing. Team Clinton is here to give you good information. That's what we do. So stop gathering your information. You know, upon doing the research here, and like I said on Facebook and at the top of the hour, I've dedicated this show in memory of my father, Frank, gone 12 years today. You know, as I started doing the research for this, I started trying to think about what my dad ate and drank that might have affected him in so many ways. And, you know, until he got very sick, he was always pretty heavy. He was a smoker for most of his life, but, you know, believe it or not, again, my dad was a strong-willed person. Stubborn is a nice way to put it. And he quit smoking cold turkey one day. Just stopped. But, you know, the psychosis that he had, the paranoia, the schizophrenia, it robbed us. I'll talk about me. It robbed me of my father way too soon. way too soon. Because I lost my father in so many ways before he even died. And that probably rings hard truth to some people who are watching or listening right now. When you have somebody that you love and they're taken from you, yet they're still breathing. And that happens. One of the things that he began to suffer from later in life, towards the end, was dementia. And that's a horrible thing. Horrible thing. To watch a loved one go through. So, hey, Lauren. It's hard to watch somebody suffer through that. And you're affected by it. And so, when we're talking about trying to use nutritional psychiatry, that field, with their research, I can only tell you that what we're teaching here at the Max Challenge of Clinton is very much in line with the research data out there that basically confirms for us, you look it up, not my opinion, that confirms for us that if you eat better foods and you get rid of refined processed sugars and chemicals and garbage, you have a much better chance of not suffering from certain mental illnesses. I said to you earlier, the American diet promotes depression by a 25 to 35% higher rate than other countries such as Japan or the countries in the Mediterranean. You want a diet that's going to be rich in different minerals, different vitamins. In fact, by the way, I'm looking at all my notes here. A diet that's high in fat, high in sugar. I'm talking bad fat, not avocados. Avocados are great fat. I'm talking bad fat, you know, fried foods, things like that. Pick a fast food restaurant. You know what I hate? I hate when people go, well, I ate at this restaurant. I'm not going to name names. I ate at this restaurant, but there was nothing else to eat. That's poor planning, first of all right? That's poor planning. And, well, what did you have? I got the best thing on the menu I could find. Bull crap. There's nothing good on the menus there. All right? I don't see it yet. I don't see it yet. You're not going to convince me otherwise. But studies are showing basically that foods, diets that are higher in sugar and these bad, bad fats also worsens the symptoms of schizophrenia. Okay? I could sit here and beat a dead horse on this one. I think you're getting the idea here. I only have about 3.5 minutes left. So you're getting the idea here. Watch what the hell you eat. Exercise. Take care of your body. Drink water. Okay? And you have a very good chance of feeling and thinking better and clearer. Okay? Like I said before, my father was robbed from me long before he actually died. You know, it was when I was a little kid, I told you I was real tight with my dad. And it's because of him I went to see Star Wars for the first time. And if anybody's watching who knows me, I am a huge Star Wars fan. Okay. And I was 11 years old when the very first Star Wars came out. And I remember my friends at school were going to see. And my dad and I used to go for walks around our little town in Carlstadt, New Jersey. Carlstadt. Yeah, if anybody's watching from there, shout out to Carlstadt there. Cute little town. And we used to go for walks. I remember begging my dad to please take me to see Star Wars. And he resisted. And then finally he caved. And we went to see it 9 times in the theater after that. He loved it. He loved it. It reminded him of the old Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon serials, the black and white serial short clips that they had in the 30s and the 40s when he was growing up. And he loved it. We went to see every one after that. So you can imagine that when I'm older and 1998, 1999 comes around, whenever the next Star Wars prequel, the one that we had been blessed with Jar Jar Binks in, bleh. I think Lucas needed some good gut bacteria when he wrote about Phantom Menace with Jar Jar Binks. He needed some good gut bacteria. But listen, I totally anticipated that my dad would go with me. And I remember standing in front of him in the rocking chair and saying, hey, Dad, you know, the new Star Wars is out. When are we going to go? Silence. He wouldn't even look at me. He was in his own little world. And this is before it got bad. So I remember leaving his house and crying in the car about that, because I just thought that we would be able to kind of recapture that moment again. And it didn't happen. And that's mental illness, folks. I wasn't mad at him. I was sad. And if you know somebody that you love who's suffering from mental illnesses and problems and issues, don't get mad. Have some compassion. Like I said earlier, it's like getting mad at somebody who has cancer. It's not their fault. It's just one of the symptoms of it. So, listen, I bared my soul a little bit. I have given you tons of information. If you need more information, you can come talk to me. But again, if you just Google nutritional psychiatry, or Google effect of nutrition on mental health, or Google effect of good gut bacteria on mental health, you are going to have plenty and plenty of information to look at. I'm out of time. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We're located at 1802 Route 31 in Clinton at the beautiful Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. It has been an honor to talk to you today. I hope you learned something. I hope I touched your heart in some way, or your spirit. And if I can help with anything, not just me, but all of Team Clinton, we are here to help you. You should make changes now, because that's all you have, okay? Remember to live your life on purpose. Remember to take it to the max. We'll see you next Wednesday. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction is coming into Alabama's Senate voting 25-6 to outlaw virtually all abortions in the state on Tuesday. If signed into law by the governor, the measure would make Alabama one of the top pro-life states in the country. The bill would make abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. 2020 presidential hopeful and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says this is an outrage.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights. And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Six people are now confirmed dead following Monday's mid-air collision between two float planes in southeastern Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard says search and rescue crews last night found the bodies of two people who were missing after the crash. 10 people were rescued from the crash and are in the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Almost 100 people in the Houston area are being charged in a fake marriage scheme designated to bypass immigration laws. A grand jury indicted 96 people on more than 200 counts. So far, 50 of the suspects are under arrest. Federal prosecutors say that a woman ran an operation out of Houston that charged up to $70,000 to create phony marriages, complete with false paperwork and even fake wedding albums. There's some media news of interest to golfers as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It already owns the international streaming service Golf TV, and now Discovery is buying Golf Digest from Condé Nast for an estimated $30 million. Discovery will continue to publish Golf Digest as a regular monthly magazine, but will bolster coverage including course rankings, instructional videos, and travel destinations. The magazine brand joining Discovery's golf content partnership with Tiger Woods, as well as Golf TV.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Homeless and those people who choose to live in their vehicles will no longer be allowed to park their vehicles on San Diego streets overnight. San Diego City Councilmember Mark Kersey says the city is going to start designating lots where car dwellers can stay.
Just want to create a balance between the rights of the neighborhoods and the rights of the folks that are sleeping in their cars.
The council heard hours of testimony